and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sunday, once again.
It is.
It is September 6, 2020. And, man, it's a target-rich environment as usual. Wow, I'm here in the studio with, well, let's see. I got, I'm having so much trouble with my stupid computer.
What's new? Try again.
But I want to say I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my ball of endless energy, the immovable object, the unstoppable force of nature who does all the heavy lifting, my sister Linda.
Good morning, you betcha.
Our other team member.
We all need more coffee in the studio. I've already had too much.
That's, I guess, downing an 18-ounce cup of black coffee just before I get in here might not be a bad idea. It might not be a good idea for my heart. Just saying.
Besides other things.
Besides that, my mouth, because I can't seem to speak correctly. I'm here with the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, Cyber Dave Johnson.
What is going on, everybody?
What isn't? Oh, boy, that's open-ended there, let me tell ya.
And last but not least, our producer, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
Think quite a morning.
It has been. It's always
and
been,
the hits
man.
Keep on coming.
You've got
so,
it.
So true. Okay, I think I got my stupid computer figured out here. Today is September 6th, 2020. Do we have any announcements
well,
for
we,
people
we,
who are supporting us?
We do. Excuse me. We have Northern Roots, who has been sponsoring us. We also have Pearson Construction, which I don't have a lot of information, but I do have their phone number.
I do. I have it right here. Let me go with this. Rural Land Development, Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavation. You want to get a hold of Luke Pearson at 530-605-9575 and talk to Luke, and he'll do what you need as far as construction for custom homes and excavation.
And then we have North State House Buyers. They will buy a house in any condition in the Redding, Shasta Lake, Anderson, and Cottonwood areas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
There's no commissions or fees and no obligations whatsoever. So they've been in the business for over 30 years, locally owned. They will do commercial and residential. If you're interested or know somebody that needs to, like, sell their house or even maybe buy a house, give them a call at 530-324-5175.
Seems like we're picking up a few sponsors here and there, which is
we need it.
Is
yeah.
great. Yeah, I mean, we really need it because despite rumors to the contrary, we do all this for free.
Yeah, and since we haven't been able to have meetings and, you know, get together with people, it's really hard. So
actually, it's even worse than that. We don't do it for free. We pay to do it.
Yes, we have to pay. We've been paying for what?
10 years?
Yeah,
about
like
10
that.
Years, something like
yeah.
that. Yeah, 10 years. Pretty close to 10 years anyway. Wow.
And just so people know, it's not just this program, but it's also the program that was before us. They have to pay as well.
And which program would that be? Would that be
Jefferson
State of Mind?
Mine, yeah.
There we go.
So if you want to get a hold of us and get more information or help us out, our phone number is 221-0101.
There you have it. life in the fast lane. I have zero stories pulled up yet, but I'm pretty sure we won't have a problem.
Oh, I've got
a... I knew you were going to come in.
Let's go ahead and start it off with a fun one. And it's only fun because, oh my gosh, man. We've seen these reports of Antifa members who are basically terrorists, but they're not just terrorists to everyone else. They're also terrorists to themselves.
No.
So this is courtesy
this
of...
This has got to be the Molotov cocktail
it,
one,
it
right?
Is. Yeah. It is. Portland protesters set afire by Molotov cocktail thrown towards police on Saturday night as members of Antifa rioted in residential areas southeast Portland. Someone in the crowd threw a Molotov cocktail, lighting a fire in the street and setting another protester on fire. You know, here's the thing. You have places like CNN and all the rest of them. They say it's mostly peaceful protesters. Here's the biggest problem is you have people like Jeffrey Dahmer that are mostly peaceful until they're eating people.
They're mostly cannibalistic. Mostly. And, not
yeah.
all.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
It's
like the Kodak that's down at the bottom and they read that mostly peaceful but fiery protest. How do you have that? It doesn't look like a campfire when the building's burning behind you. I need more coffee.
There is no tanks coming into Baghdad. I swear to God, there is no tanks. It is all a big lie.
It's okay. You can make those voices because that was a Russian voice. Russian's white. You're not infringing.
I was trying for Iranian, you know, back then.
Not so white.
You know, I mean, and then we have the bombshell of the 90% positive COVID test that should be negative.
Once again, the numbers don't match up, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, we've got so much to cover. It's just insane. I mean...
Well, and with that, too, the reason why that is because they're actually taking viral fragments that are left within the system. Let's say you got exposed to it. Maybe you didn't even catch it, but you have some type of viral fragment that's actually taking place
right.
within your body. You might have had some exposure. It's going to have a positive because they have... the actual testing period that's about three times more sensitive what it should be to actually show whether or not it's in your system.
I'm going to play a video from Liz Wheeler, and explains it really well. And they talk about how they're amplifying the results because they have to keep amplifying to try to get down to the DNA. I'm not hooked up to do it, but we'll play that in a little bit. But let's go back to the mostly peaceful protest. Okay? It's like having a mostly floating ship. Or a mostly flying airplane? Or how about a mostly unbiased news report?
Ah. Yeah. Those are actually hard to come by now.
You can't make this stuff up, you know. And I'm seeing, you know, the left, I'm seeing more and more posts of them trying to defend their position these days. But they got no ammunition because... You know, it's like I read a post yesterday where he's trying to say that Trump is the communist. Trying to do the communist takeover on Trump's side.
Oh, I'm going to go dark here. I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to go dark here for a minute because there's the case of the Kennesaw shooting that took place and the guy that got shot in the back seven times that all of these people are going out and defending. They're all saying, oh, well, he wasn't doing anything bad. This guy, I'm going to say alleged just to protect my butt. But this guy was an alleged rapist that mm-hmm. came in and raped this woman on a yearly basis around
the same times a year.
Time yeah. per year. The most recent, I won't go that dark, but if you're interested, look it up. He went and broke into her room. He raped her throughout the night.
Child was in mm-hmm. the same room, in the same bed.
Throughout the whole night with her kid in the bed. Woke up in the morning, took her bank cards, and stole her car, withdrew two withdrawals from her bank. And then after that, she called the police. And then he was trying to get in her car and steal it. And he did have a weapon around those two kids.
Does that mean he was mostly unarmed? I mean, if he's got a knife in one hand and he's got nothing in the other, is he mostly unarmed?
I think that's about a 50-50, but I think the media would go with mostly.
Mostly yeah. unarmed, yeah. It was yeah. mostly unarmed.
Because they didn't see anything wrong with it. They didn't bring up all those facts.
So here's the point that I want to make on that. Imagine the woman who had been raped watching people have this guy's name on their jerseys, praising this guy as a martyr of the movement. Can you imagine with me, we're in a Me Too movement era, or does that get put to the side and believe all women get put to the side when you want to defend a rapist because a police officer does his job?
Wow.
And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And trailers all in a row, lined up for a rodeo show. Folks driving in from everywhere to compete. Not up the road and outside of town, the wheels of a big old tractor turn round, working the land as far as the eye can see. But it ain't the place you're thinking about. Boy, let me set you straight. We're the right side of the left coast, out in the Golden State. I'm from the other California, out in the hills, far from political backroom deals. We're the heart of the underground revolution. The world don't believe the things they say. There's a world outside the Frisco Bay. We stand up for the Bible and the Constitution. Don't talk about, and if you think you got us all figured out, brother, I guess it's only fair to warn you, I'm from the other California.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
State.
Neil Young there, I thought was kind of appropriate considering everything that's going on these days. Wow.
And for our caller, the name is Jacob Blake.
There you have it. All right, so where are we? Let's see. Well, you know, maybe we should just go ahead and play this Liz Wheeler clip on the COVID-19 and get that over with and done. This just explains what they're talking about with all these testing and this bombshell report. Because we've got, you know, last week they came out with the report that
only 6%?
Exactly, from the New York Times. So you can't say it was from a right-wing organization. You know, the New York Times, basically to their credit, said that, you know, only 6% of the people that died from COVID actually died from COVID. The other 94% had pre-existing conditions.
Comorbidities.
There you have it. And so this is the next step of the report from that angle. This is talking about the testing. And this puts the final nail in the coffin on this being a hoax. I mean, it really does. You know, at what point in time do you feel like that they've been skewing enough of the information to make you believe something that's not true? So here we go. It's ready. And this is Liz Wheeler from ON.
According to a bombshell new report, up to 90% of positive COVID-19 tests in multiple states in our country should have been negative. And before Facebook censors this video, or Snopes or PolitiFact tries to slap a fact-check label on it, this report came from the New York Times. That's right, the New York Times. According to the Times, and I quote, standard tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus and are not likely to be contagious, end quote. Let me repeat that. The vast majority of positive COVID-19 PCR tests in our country are clinically insignificant because the people who popped positive are not likely to be contagious. Why? The answer is amplification cycles. Let me explain because it's actually quite simple. A PCR test, which is the most common type of COVID-19 test, the kind you're familiar with, identifies the virus's genetic material in a swab sample and then amplifies it over and over again until a machine can detect the DNA of the virus. If the machine detects the virus's DNA, then the test pops positive. But the number of times the genetic material on the swab sample is amplified is hugely important because it correlates to viral load. We're all familiar with the idea that if you get COVID-19 and you're asymptomatic, you likely have a very small viral load in your system. Or conversely, if you get COVID-19 severely, you might have a higher viral load. Well, if you amplify the genetic material of the swab sample enough times, you will detect the virus DNA even if the viral load in the person's body is clinically insignificant. Meaning, even if that person only has traces of the virus in their body, even if they're not symptomatic themselves, even if they're very unlikely to be contagious and transmit the virus to other people. So the New York Times examined COVID-19 testing data from New York, Massachusetts, and Nevada, and found, and I quote, up to 90% of people testing positive carried barely any virus, end quote. This is because the PCR tests for COVID-19 in the United States are using anywhere between 35 and 40 amplification cycles to identify the genetic material of the virus. And many experts agree that anything higher than 30 amplification cycles will result in inactive, dead, or clinically insignificant amount of the virus being detected, therefore causing the test to show up as positive. In fact, the New York Times claims that of the 45,000 positive COVID-19 tests that happened one day last week, and I quote here, if the rates of contagiousness in Massachusetts and New York were to apply nationwide, then perhaps only 4,500 of those people may actually need to isolate and submit to contact tracing, end quote. So why is this important? Because public health policy, the lockdowns, the quarantines, the travel restrictions, businesses closed, gyms shut down, families prohibited from holding funerals, people not allowed to go to church, that is based on the number of COVID-19 cases in our country. Not the COVID-19 death count, not the infection fatality rate, not the hospitalization rate, not the number of ventilators in use, not the ICU bed capacity. No, no. The COVID-19 public policy in our country is based on COVID case numbers, which means positive COVID-19 tests. And according to the New York Times report, up to 90% of positive COVID-19 tests should be negative.
That is absolutely insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that explains everything. I mean, these guys, if you haven't figured out that this whole thing has been a big political hoax up to this point, to try to steal this election, to try to discredit Trump. I mean, I keep saying it over and over again. What did they get out of it? Look who benefits from this. You know, Joe Biden, who has dementia, doesn't have to be do any speeches in public, doesn't have to debate anything. They sink the economy and try to blame it on Trump. You know, they no more rallies for Trump. You know, nobody can it's okay to have rallies for Antifa or Black Lives Matter, but Trump rallies, no, not good.
Yep.
No church, you know, no – oh, then we have to vote by mail.
Well, what's interesting about this is it's actually it's affecting them in the polls, and now they're starting to be responsive to it. Because, you see, you have the Democratic National Convention, which they ended up coming out with. That's normally the place where you'll end up setting the stage, where you say that – hey, this is what we're about. This is what our platform is. This is what we're going to do for America. And
right.
Really what you ended up seeing without their whole convention was orange man bad, vote for us.
That's it. They got nothing else. They got nothing else but racism and Trump needs to go. That's
well,
it.
And interestingly enough, during that time frame, they didn't condemn the violence that was going on. Instead, you actually had Kamala, however you want to pronounce her name, you ended up having her come out and say, not only will the riots not stop and they should not stop, we're going to have them continue after we're elected.
Well, here's a little article that feathers right into this. This is from Need to Know News, G. Edward Griffin's site. It says, Hillary extorted Joe Biden to refuse to concede if he lost the election. Eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch, she proclaimed. Jeff Bezos' newspaper, The Washington Compost, reported, that's the Washington Post for anybody who doesn't know that I was being facetious, reported that violence is likely if Joe Biden loses the presidential race. It is predicted that 156 million Americans will cast ballots in the November election, with an estimated 80 million votes to be cast by mail. Radio show host Vincent Cognianese, whatever, I can't say his last name, Cognianese, says Democrats have war-gamed a strategy for Biden to refuse to concede, challenge the results of the Electoral College, then manipulate the electors. The three left-dominated states on the West Coast, Washington State, Oregon, and California, will threaten to secede from the United States. Presumably, at this point, there will be sufficient violence in the streets to cause Trump to declare martial law, whereupon the military will decide who won the election.
Well, and actually, even that, and going through and seeing it, there was a recent commentary that was done on Glenn Beck's channel, and it was actually on, there was Ted Cruz. He has a new podcast that came out, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of it. But on this podcast, he actually ended up talking about what could possibly take place in the uncharted waters that we're in. With all these mail-in ballots that are out there and all of this hearsay that's going on about this whole entire election process, and with the Heroes Act on page 1481, you end up going through and you see that they have nearly 20 pages changing our election system with absentee ballots for everyone nationwide and ballot harvesting and the rest of it. And there's portions of this which are proceeding through the House to where you as a person can only harvest 10 ballots.
Well, and this goes on to say, John Mendelson, the CEO of Hawkfish, an analytics firm funded by Bloomberg, told Axios that his firm predicted a red mirage where Trump wins the election on the election day, but Biden wins the election days later when mail-in votes are counted again. That's what this is all about.
Well, yeah, and I think actually that there's something that could be more nefarious at play in that if they end up going through and holding up the election long enough, you already have
the 20th.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
The January 20th,
well,
we get
Nancy Pelosi then.
Well, and that's what Ted Cruz said. He said that it's uncharted waters. We don't know, but there is some basis to say that Nancy Pelosi could become the president of the United States at that point in time.
Well, if it's not determined by January 20th, President Trump doesn't get to keep that seat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it goes to the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, it will go to the Speaker of the House.
I think they've got several layers of strategy here. But since day one, the first day of inauguration by Trump, and 6 months a year before that, when they saw that he was starting to win the election and starting to gain strength in the polls, this has all been about getting out Trump. The Russia collusion, take your pick. At what point in time do you guys come to? I mean, if you're a Democrat at this point and you are going along with this, you are either evil, stupid, or on the dole. I mean, there's not a whole lot left. With that said, we probably need to go to a break.
Caller, do we need to go to a break first, Sue?
And then we'll come back.
And then we'll come back and we'll pick up our caller on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi. I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
I cannot feel guilty for that I didn't do, but I can understand the reasons why you think that I should. Yeah, I'm white, but I never put your neck in no noose, and I never burnt a cross or hit my face with a hood. You can't just label me racist, cause I'm related to people who did some terrible way back before I was alive. My parents brought me up to treat everyone as an equal. I refuse to feel ashamed cause of my pretty blue eyes. And Nazi, white supremacist, anyone who labels me as that because of my family genetics. The hatred for Caucasians is so pathetic. Go be proud that you're black, but don't hate me for some credit. I'm not the white devil, neo-Nazi, cop trying to pull the trigger. You can call me what you want, but I'd still never say the white race as a whole ain't the enemy. Just racist white people, but we're far from that collectively.
White boy, don't say that. White boy, oh, you so bad. White boy, you wish you were black. White boy, dear white boy.
White boy, white noise.
On some cognac sitting next to
to me. I don't assume that every black's favorite drink is Hennessy.
All right, so what you're listening to right there is Tom McDonald's White Boy. And what is amazing about this story is that he is an independent writer who writes his own music. He has his wife, Nova, who ends up doing the recording for him. And then he's got his best friend who ends up doing the video editing. And he just made number one on the playlist on iTunes for his song, People So Stupid. And really what it is he's calling out all the hypocrisy of all these people that are objectively offended over nothing, and how we all can't just get along and actually deal with things, and how we're ending up in these movements, and it's retarded. And what's interesting about this, and what really needs to be called out, is that people are desperate for the truth. People are desperate to actually hear the words that are real. They're so sick and tired of this fake censorship and cancel culture and all of your hurt feelings. It doesn't do any good. Look at what's taking place within our country right now, and you can see that these divisions are being brought about by people being too intolerant towards free speech and too intolerant towards ideas, and that shows in the fact that an independent person that has never signed by a record label that speaks out can actually get there. So it's impressive. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I picked this up from, actually my son sent me the video, and after we went through and found out that they actually blacked out or muted, some of the swear words, because it's full of swear words, so you want to, if you're going to listen to this.
But if you go to YouTube.
And yeah. Most of the YouTube videos that he has on there already
been
have the
muted
videos
out.
Yeah, they've been muted. Yeah.
So the point being is that the importance of this can't be overstated, is that this is now getting into the kids' culture of, it's not about white or black. You can't blame me for something. You know, if you go back in time, everybody had slaves. It's ridiculous. Asians had slaves. Blacks had slaves. You know,
Persians had slaves.
Whites. Everybody had slaves. It's not like the whites were any different than anybody else. So you can't go back and get blamed for something that happened 150 years ago that you had nothing to do with. And all this is about the politicians dividing everybody. That's all this is about, is keeping the blacks fighting against the whites, the gays against the straights, take your pick. But it's a divide and conquer strategy, because as long as they can keep us divided, and them, the good guys, you know, the Democrats are the good guys, according to all of these things.
Well, and they can't even agree amongst themselves. They're eating each other alive and taking each other off and canceling each other. You had J.K. Rowling, that she doesn't agree with the transgender movement,
right,
and people competing in sports who are biologically of birth, not that same sex that they're identifying with.
Do you know what I have to say with that is, how can we never see any women that want to be men going into men's sports and playing there and competing?
That's a pretty good point. And in fact, we have instances of,
well, men and women are different. I don't care what they try to portray, but we are built different. Everything about us is different.
That's the whole point, because if a man can go and compete with athletics with a woman, the women don't have a shot, because men are physically superior, you know, in
certain circumstances. It depends on the sport.
To that point, too, I'll go ahead and talk about two trans individuals that were born biological males. They ended up saying that they were trans, and they ended up going over to the women's sports team, and they didn't even qualify on the men's team. On the women's team, they absolutely destroyed them to where they weren't even
trying. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point, is because the body's structure is different.
Yes.
You know, women have their attributes. Men have their attributes, but you can't physically put a man up against a woman any time, because they just have more muscle mass. They have more. They're more athletically inclined, just because of the shape of the body.
And with that, I guess we need to go to our caller. We have Steve from Siskiyou County on the line. Good morning.
Steve,
are you there?
Are you there? You're on the air, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
I think we lost Steve.
I guess call back in if you want, Steve. Sorry, we were kind of busy, and we'll try to get to you a little bit faster.
We got fired up.
Yeah.
Too many things to think about.
On that topic there for a minute, we also have governmental institutions now which are prioritizing the transgender transition of children and incentivizing them to the tune of, I think it's, I'll have to pull it up the article, but I think it's around $16,000 for injecting children and getting the doctors to inject children with these hormones that are going to biologically change them. You have government funding incentivization for these doctors to do that. It's like the COVID thing.
But that's not surprising when you stop and think about the same government agencies that did it for the vaccines for COVID. And you can keep going on the list.
Yeah, well, and are we even going to get to the Scott Wiener thing today? I figure we're already going down all the taboo topics. We may as well just dive right in.
Go for it. I'm looking for something here while you do that.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can pull it up here. So Scott Wiener, the idea behind it is this guy is the guy that decriminalized making it to where if you have AIDS and knowingly share it with somebody, it's a felony. Because, you know, AIDS just happens to be this deadly disease that you can't get rid of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made it to where it's only a misdemeanor if you don't tell somebody that you have AIDS. And so from this man that has done great work, astounding work on that, you go through and you see that he now is pushing this thing to where they're pushing towards more equality for pedophiles, basically.
Yeah. And that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
There's actually, it has its roots in ancient paganism, but it's supposedly to right the issues of the difference of if you have kids listening, maybe turn it down, or otherwise we're just going to go into this, but we're still going to be clean as we can while discussing bodily functions.
Well, and to clarify what we're talking about, this is SB 145, which passed both and was signed into law, is my understanding.
Yep.
And so it passed both houses and was signed into law by our esteemed Gruesome Newsom Mussolini. And so it would remove the requirements for offenders to register as sex offenders after committing certain sexual acts with minors within a 10 age difference. And I mean,
it lowered it from a felony to a misdemeanor.
So it's to ages 14, which I find is very interesting, because in the Epstein cases, most of the children were around 14 years
and
old.
Under.
It says between 14 and 17 is what I'm reading here. I'm not sure how accurate, because I haven't actually read the text. I started to read the text, and it's like...
That is accurate, but it's supposedly meant to deal with disparities, because you can have vaginal intercourse based upon a law they did a few years back, and it's just to make it to where, oh, well, gay people are being discriminated against because we can't have sexual relations with minors and have sex with
them.
So
this removed the registration requirements for having anal and oral sex with minors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And in my opinion, if we're going to change a law, how about we actually change it back to where we don't allow pedophilia?
We
need to go to our caller. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you. Uh-huh. You give me goose pimples all the time listening to your shows. You're so right on. And that song had me dancing. It was kind of a good beat for a war dance. I was really just, you know, doing the rain dance, kind of stomping. And, this was, you know, just giving me chills. Anyway, it's up to the people. Mark Baird was just on the last radio show with Terry and Wynn. And again, reiterated the fact that nobody shows up. We go down to Sacramento, and all the times we've made the trips down there, there's been 300-400 people, 200 people, the same people showing up all the time. In 10 years or 8 years, we've been trying to make this movement happen, the state of Jefferson. We're not making much headway. We're not getting to the people. We're trying to make the governments change, and we're not changing the people. We got to go to the people, and we got 23 counties. And if we again, what Dr. DeLuca said a couple weeks ago, we got to hold that money back from the state, keep it in the counties, take care of ourselves. And the only way we're going to do that is get to the people to bring that to their county and hold that money back away from the state. And then everybody has to show up. We all have to show up and run for whatever is open. School boards are very important, city councils. We got to call our sheriffs to the fire. We got to go and make appointments and talk to our sheriffs. I've done it 6 times with this flake sheriff that turned on us, Sheriff Lopi up here in Fitzhugh County. He turned on us. He's not a constitutional sheriff. And now we've got somebody new. He's walking away. He's reinstated some flake. I don't know. I got to talk to him first, find out who he is. But I'm going to be on his doorstep right away because I want to know who he is and what I'm playing with here. We all got to start. You guys down there in Cottonwood have a fantastic neighborhood watch program. You're talking, calling it neighborhood watch. It's protecting your backs. And we're starting that up here also. So, we are at war. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I understand what war looks like. And these people are playing dirty, and we're trying to still play too clean. Let's take the gloves off and start marching. And thank you for your program. You guys are great.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And thanks for all the information.
Wow.
And he's right. We do have to start,
One thing I will say, though, is people are waking up. You're just not seeing it. And in a lot of the stuff that I've been covering on my show outside of here is the media and the news searches and the things that you're not seeing. So I have long been an advocate of DuckDuckGo. I have long used Google Chrome.
Yeah, I've been using that DuckDuckGo for like 10 years or something.
The problem is they've caught on to that. And they've changed the algorithms, and they are showing you just as bad, if not worse, information as what they're showing on Google. And they're just as bad. So you can literally search on Yahoo and see the different terms that come up, and you'll actually find things that you'll find on Yahoo that you won't find anywhere else. So, for instance, today I was going through on Yahoo, and I found a brand new site that is the Drudge Report 2.0, basically, because the Drudge Report also became bad, and he's more left now than most of the left places.
Right. With that, we do have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Run, run, but you sure can't hide. And I, boy, and I, 2 for 2, vote for me, and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy. I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
Sovereign Mind Radio. Home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Wow.
All right, so I guess we had a caller that wanted to know about getting a hold of Cottonwood Neighborhood Watch. I don't know if they actually have a number, but if you want to know more about it, you can call Woody at the barbershop. Cottonwood Barbershop. It's right on Main Street. If you want to go down there, he's usually there like Tuesday through Saturday. But the number is 530-347-4424.
Okay, then. Moving right along here. I got to read this. I posted this on Facebook. I fully support your right to hide in your house and wear your face diaper until you can take an untested vaccine developed by corporations that cannot be sued when you have an adverse reaction. As long as you fully support my right to do none of those things.
I like it.
Me too. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But, you know, it's like this law they just passed in California. It's like, what the hell are they thinking? I don't think they care. You know, this comes down to good and evil, if you ask me. That's what this whole thing is about. This is about good and evil.
Wait. I thought Joe Biden was the Lightbringer. Game of Thrones.
Well, you know, there's another
Lord of Light.
There is another Lord of Light that is talked about in the Bible. You might want to go read that.
But back to the story. Have you seen the videos out of the people getting up there and talking about how those type of people are human and they have feelings and all of this.
We have TED Talks that are talking about how you need to go through and do these things. And even Oprah was surprising on the way
creepy?
That she was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's like, well, if you're touching a little kid there, they don't know any better. They probably.
And then
I think
I remember something about saying they're not very good if they don't like it.
Yeah. And.
What? So, I mean, I'm sure, like, Hitler and Stalin had feelings, too.
They were mostly peaceful, you know.
They were mostly peaceful.
But what's scary about this is they are introducing this topic or something similar to it in schools to the children.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of craziness that we see taking place in our schools right now between the more than 800 files that have been released now and leaked out by a teacher, the teachers' unions and the problems that we end up seeing, this is huge. And we have a very special guest today who's going to be coming onto the show a little bit later towards about the last 25, 30 minutes of the show. Her name is Rebecca Fredericks. And she's a 28-year public school teacher who was forced to fund the state and national teachers' unions, where politics and divisive tactics degraded her profession, our schools, and national character. And what's interesting about this is you can go to Open Secrets, and you can see the funding that ends up taking place from these schools, where these teachers are forced into these unions. They're forced to pay the union dues, and then the teachers' unions go out and fund things that they want in the school system that the teachers don't agree with and that are extremely democratic. You can go through and you can mm-hmm. see the millions of dollars get donated to people like Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. And if you're a Republican teacher, why are you having to pay into something then to only have your money spent on things you completely disagree with?
Well, how many of the teachers know where their money's being spent?
Mm-hmm. And I would say a lot of them. And,
yeah.
And there's a lot of them that end up actually happening within the schools. And the schools are so biased right now that you can actually go through, and there's different polls that have been taken as far as who the teachers are within the schools, and with ironically, the most places that you see Republicans are in music.
Hmm. Interesting.
Most of the teachers for math and otherwise, and even then, the bias on it, based upon the polls that I've seen, is about 25% of the teachers in music are Republican. 75% are Democrat. And it gets even worse when you go on to any other type of studies. It gets the gap narrows to right about 80%, 83% for teachers who are in math, science, and otherwise that are Democrat-leaning. And the teachers' union have been responsible for this. And a lot of it, from what I've been seeing and from my research, dates back to when it was actually the Nazi era, and in the 1930s, around about there, we ended up having about 30,000 people who were Nazi scientists that came over from Nazi Germany and started living here in America and doing things here under the scientific and military basis that they had objective things to teach us. And within that, you started seeing systems within their systems perpetuating our systems, and we started going down this gradual decline to where now we're in full-on riots in the streets, BLM out there, the teachers' union supporting it. Around 3 years ago, it used to be that you couldn't have a previous action to where you're actively fighting against the U.S. government or be a member of the Communist Party. Well, the teachers' union is like, you know, we can actually accept those people now. We kind of are in line with that.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the teachers' union. It was down in Hollywood. It was a lot of places back then in the 30s that if they found out there was any type of ties to the Communist Party or suspected,
yeah,
they dealt with the people accordingly to that.
Well, and it's been a slow growing movement, and now we actually have open and active communists who are running all of these different places and all of these organizations. And when you do just a scratch of the surface amount of digging, you can end up finding their Marxist ties and socialist ties and communist ties. And I want to give a shout out to a movie. It's called The Creepy Line. It's a documentary that premiered in 2018. And it reveals the stunning degree to which society is manipulated by Google and Facebook. It is currently being streamed on Prime Video, which I am stunned by.
Wow,
because
yeah.
Normally they take things down. In fact, there's been a lot of times to where they've taken things down. However, while it's up, watch it, because it really does go in and show the media manipulation to a degree that's outstanding. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long.
And that's called Creepy Line. And with that, we are going to get cut off here because we're at the top of the hour, folks. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump says that Atlantic magazine article about his military views is, quote, totally fake. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president strongly disputes the Atlantic's claim that he disparaged American war dead during a visit to France 2 years ago.
There is nobody that feels more strongly about our soldiers.
And he says the magazine story follows a pattern of wrongful accusations against him.
Just like so many other things, it's a hoax.
The article claims Mr. Trump referred to U.S. soldiers who died in conflict as losers, a claim the White House vehemently denies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, Donald Trump Jr. is out with a new book. It's entitled Liberal Privilege. He tells the Salem Radio Network it reveals serious brain injuries suffered by former Vice President Joe Biden.
I interview Ronnie Jackson, the White House doctor, who was Obama's White House doctor, for 8 years, talking about the cognitive decline and Joe Biden's brain aneurysms. I mean, Joe Biden's had two explosions in his brain that required surgery.
Trump says it's just one of the many unflattering details about the former vice president and current Democratic standard bearer that have gone largely unreported by the mainstream media. Louisiana officials report two additional deaths tied to Hurricane Laura, bringing the storm's total death rate in that state to 25. The Louisiana Department of Health says a 52-year-old Grant Parrish man died of heart-related problems while removing storm debris. A 25-year-old man in Natchitoches Parish died of electrocution after coming into direct contact with a live power line. More than 200 people airlifted to safety in California after a fast-moving wildfire trapped them in a popular camping area in the Sierra National Forest. More evacuations are expected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet, but I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Zoom's video conferencing service is deepening its integral role in life during the pandemic, as tens of thousands more businesses and others' users pay for subscriptions and get more control over their virtual meetings.
The surge in paying customers enabled Zoom to hail another quarter of explosive growth. The company reported its revenue for the May to July period more than quadrupled from the same time last year to $663.5 million. It was boosted by a steadily growing number of users converting from the free to paid version of Zoom's service. Zoom finished its fiscal second quarter with 370,200 customers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. German police say they're running out of hope for tracking down a person who left medical samples on a train last week. The vials contain hamster DNA. The area where they were found is home to several research centers. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Not only is the coronavirus a stubborn foe, it has proven very costly an enemy to fight.
The Congressional Budget Office warns that this year the government will run the largest budget deficit as a share of the economy since 1945, the close of World War II. Next year, the federal debt is projected to exceed the size of the entire American economy for the first time since 1946. But most economists, perhaps surprisingly, consider it money well spent, helping sustain households and businesses through the gravest public health crisis in more than a century. Rich Thomason reporting.
Dunkin' Donuts is getting into the cereal game. The Massachusetts-based coffee and donuts empire is releasing two new breakfast cereals based on its most popular coffee drinks, Caramel Macchiato and Mocha Latte. They're teaming up with post-consumer brands, make shredded wheat and raisin bran. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Be one of my favorite songs. I love Lori Morgan and the Beach Boys together. It's an awesome, awesome tune. Anyway, we got so much stuff.
Okay, maybe before we go on to more stuff, we do have a caller on the line, so maybe we should go to Jackie and take care of that before we move along. Good morning, Jackie. Jackie, you there?
Who?
Jackie.
Yeah.
Are you there?
You're on the air.
Okay. You got okay. it. What do you got for us?
Thank you. 2 points that are not mentioned often enough, I believe, in this Black Like Me episode is that we had a Civil War. The Civil War was fought in 1861 to 1865. 620,000 Americans lost their life fighting that war. 360,000 were from the North. In other words, the Republicans were fighting against slavery. The Democrats were fighting for slavery. And I think that's very important for people to remember because a lot of these people have not been adequately educated. The other point I want to make is that in the 2008 election, Obama versus McCain, Obama received almost 53% of the vote. And in the 2012 election, Obama received about 52% of the vote. So obviously we are not a systemic country where blacks are disregarded. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate
it. She's absolutely correct. And yep. With our school system and the education with that, that's been such a huge topic. And I do have some good news that hopefully Trump is successful in succeeding in. It was actually from today. It's the Daily Wire. Trump threatens to pull federal funding from schools teaching controversial 1619 project. Now, what people need to be aware of with the 1619 project is it's already a debunked base, but they're going as in a, well, what if is kind of the principle behind it. But it's actually teaching that America is systemically racist, and it is teaching that capitalism is a racist society, and everything that we have is founded on racism.
And we are born that way.
Yeah, it's based on this whole concept of white fragility and the idea that you're born racist and you can't do anything about it. And can you imagine, they're teaching these things in school, that you're a little white boy, you're 6 years old, I'm sorry, Tommy, I'm sorry you're racist, you can't help it, and you're always going to be racist. Yeah. You're telling a kid that who's mm-hmm. 6 years old, what do you think that kid is going to do? It's the battered wife effect. You tell somebody they're racist long enough, they start seeing race.
Yeah.
What happened to Martin Luther King's dream of based upon the content of your character, not on the color of your skin? With that, I want to go into something that I heard about last night while I was out camping, and I had my earbud in listening to a few things. And when I went to sleep, I thought that I had weird pizza dreams or something like that, because I'm like, no, there's no way. There's no way that could possibly be real. No, it's real. Presley Warren proposed bill to use CDC to confront structural racism. Two members of Massachusetts' congressional delegation are introducing a bill to the House of U.S. Representatives and Senate, which will use the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to confront structural racism nationwide. They're proposing a new force to take on police and individuals who they deem to be racist, and they can't define what racism is.
Well, I can define it. It's anybody who disagrees with me.
Yeah, that's basically what it is with them.
Yeah.
So you actually, here's the problem.
Kind of like
folks.
A narcissist.
This is such a big problem because you see all these people right now that are in defense of, oh, the government's just trying to do what they need to do to protect us by stomping on and stamping our rights. The problem is once you give them that control under this, all they have to do is, I don't know, declare a pandemic, a national health emergency based on racism, and now you have to apply the same rules to that mm-hmm. that you all just lemmings just gave up. Let's put little stars on you next.
Yeah,
on the businesses.
Yeah, no problem.
That's why government is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. I mean, you know, it's crazy. And I want to, we got a video that we want to queue up that you've got here, but I wanted to read what I posted this the other day because I think this goes to what we're talking about, the difference between capitalism and socialism. Let's see. A guy looked at my Corvette the other day and said, I wonder how many people have been fed for the money that sports cars cost. And, you know, I'm not sure. I replied, it fed a lot of people in Bowling Green, Kentucky who built it. It fed the people who made the tires. It fed the people who made the components that went into it. It fed the people in the copper mine who mined the copper for the wires. It fed the people in Caterpillar who makes the trucks that haul the ore for the copper. It fed the trucking people who hauled it from the plant to the dealer and fed the people working at the dealership and their families. But I have to admit, I guess I don't really know how many people it fed. Well, that's the difference between capitalism and the welfare mentality. When you buy something, you put money in people's pockets and give them dignity for their skills. When you give somebody something for nothing, you rob them of their dignity and self-worth. Capitalism is freely giving your money in exchange for something of value. Socialism is having the government take your money against your will and give it to somebody else for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. There you have it. So, you want to go ahead and play that clip here real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, this is, are we ready up there, Sue? Okay, so this is a preacher, I haven't heard the clip, so I can't really speak to it.
I can't.
Go ahead and set it up.
Here's the thing. This is a video that you have to search hard and long to find if you're on any of the platforms. You'll find it about 5 or 6 pages in when you're looking for it. Now, this video is of a Houston pastor and his congregation. He's actually telling it like it is, because what I've been telling people and what I've been hearing a lot of is this movement, we need our Martin Luther Kings to stand up. We need our Martin Luther Kings within the community to stand up and have their voice heard to show that they want to support our country. And we're seeing a lot of that. This man right here is a Martin Luther King, and they're trying to suppress his message. Roll. Yeah,
here we go.
Hold on.
Give me just a second. We'll be right there. This will only take a second. Okay. Start from the beginning. Okay, here we go. Sorry. Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing yet.
Uh-uh.
What happened there? Let's try it again. Okay. And are we ready to go in there, Sue?
It's on.
Okay. Then it's all about. Okay, I got it.
If we're going to argue. And then there's the problem of death. If we're going to argue logically, the argument got to hold up on both sides. All the killing in our community ain't coming from white people. Come on, say amen if you can. We are killing one another. Our old people are scared to get out at night in their own community. They're not scared of white people. They're scared of young black boys on the street. Amen. No. All the killing that's going on ain't going on in River Oaks. It's going on in South Union. In Third Ward. On Cullen and Martin Luther King. Every street that's named after Martin Luther King across America is riddled with crime and death in the name of a man who stood for nonviolence. The church has got to accept some responsibility, because we in here singing and shouting on Sunday morning. Let's get out here and go tell that young black boy and that young black girl, we going to teach you how to love yourself more than somebody taught you how to hate yourself. Pull your pants up. Take your nasty pajamas off when you get up in the morning to go outside.
Wish I had somebody.
Act like you got good sense. Talk like somebody's raising you. A whole lot of our problems are self-inflicted. White people ain't breaking in my house. I wish I had a witness here.
Wow.
How powerful is that?
Very powerful.
You know,
yeah.
It's just like a 12-step program for Alcoholics Anonymous. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Well, and this is the thing. What we're seeing with the Black Lives Matter movement is they want to destroy the nuclear family.
Right.
For those of you that don't know, the nuclear family is the idea of having a mother and a father within a household.
Mm-hmm.
They want to destroy the idea that parents raise the children, and they want it to be a village mindset because communism, socialism is that ideology, along with removing all religion and anything else from it that gets in the way of their mindset.
Well, I always say it takes a village to raise an idiot.
So within the black community, their fatherlessness rates skyrocketed, absolutely skyrocketed after the Welfare Act went in, and it was actually done and perpetuated by Democrats setting it up so that they could keep people in a system and to destroy their homes and their families. So you had about a 10% fatherlessness rate within the black community before the welfare system. Now, because the welfare system incentivizes fatherlessness, you have 87% fatherlessness. Likewise, we're around now. And so it's reversed. At least 8 out of 10 black fathers are absent. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing young boys that are raised on a culture of gang mentality, gangs of the family, and this rap music.
This is what welfare mentality and socialism creates.
And it creates a trap. It traps people in it to where if you are on it, you can't get out of it because you're on it already.
Right.
Yep.
And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing defense over individuals. Like right here, 18-year-old shot, killed by D.C. police officer during police pursuit. Well, you have the whole community that ends up coming out originally and making up a story that this young 17-year-old unarmed black boy was just shot in the back by a police officer. When we actually,
for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. He was half. He was mostly unarmed. And so with that, we probably need to go
we
to our
have
caller.
To go to, well, we have to go to a break, and then we'll go to our caller. Please hang on, Nick, and we will get you on the other side
and
of
then
the
I
break.
I want to come back and switch gears a little bit and talk about SEAL Team 6.
Okay.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
All right, we are back. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this real quick. Cause
you guys are stepping on each other. Hold on a second. That's okay. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to hit this real quick because we're starting to run a little short on time between when we have our guest on and a caller's on the line. So I just wanted to hit this real quick on finishing up that last note. So you had an entire community that came out and news media that started running with a story that a 17-year-old kid was unarmed and shot in the back by police. However, when we ended up having the body cam footage, because they said, well, release the body cam footage. And the officers are like, okay, you have a gangster who is posting on Instagram earlier in the day. He's an 18-year-old gangster waving his gun around, filming it to rap music, who's talking about going around shooting people up. And then you have these cops that are starting to chase this guy when he starts getting out and running off. He turns on them, pulls a gun out, charges towards the officer, starts trying to aim the gun at the officer, and the officer fires one bullet that ends up resulting in his fatality. That's not an unarmed black man that's just being shot down randomly in the street. And the sooner we start admitting that there are crimes and faults that are actually taking place, the sooner we can get back to justice and equality within this country. And with that, we'll go to Nick.
Well, before we go to Nick, if people just start doing their homework and not do judgment on people till you have the facts.
How about innocent till proven
guilty?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the way the system is. Sue's on the phone, so I don't know. Nick, are you on the line?
On the line.
All right. Hi, Nick.
Two things I want to touch on. You're going on about the welfare taking the father out of the black families. You know, welfare did the same thing to a lot of white families.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I suspect if you could separate the kids that got in trouble because of being in a fatherless home, the white crime rate would plummet.
Yep.
That being said, I signed up for a Zoom conference locally that was the SCCAR, Shasta County Citizens Against Racism. And I got on that and I watched it, and it was the same old white liberals digging up something to stir up some hard feelings about, trying to find racism in Shasta County. And there is some racism in Shasta County, but there's damn little in my opinion. When they got all said and done, they sent out a list a couple days later on books to read about racism and other things you can do to fight it and this and that. And I replied to them a couple of books they should add to their list was White Girl Bleed a Lot and Don't Make the White Kids Angry by Colin Flaherty. And, you know, I haven't heard from them since.
Wow.
But I thought I'd share that with you. We've got these liberals running around here stirring up a pot that just doesn't even exist.
Well, it's race baiting and division. That's all
That's
this
all
is.
About.
Why is it that we have a Fohican Indian? I say Fohican for those of you uninitiated. Faux means not, actually. Elizabeth Warren championing
fake.
Something. Yeah.
fake Indian.
Well, you got a bunch of white people claiming they're black now that are popular in the news media. Oh, I was going to bring to your attention this last comment about the Shasta County Citizens Against Racism. Carl Bott's new guest that's on there once or twice a week, Susan Wilson, she's a bleeding heart liberal that is running the show. I'm starting to wonder about some of the programming we get on this channel sometimes.
What you talk about, Willis?
Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Take All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, yeah. So we're going to go to this other story that I want to get out here before we get to our guest at 11:30. I want people to understand and never forget that Loose Lips Joe Biden outed SEAL Team 6 after the Osama bin Laden raid in Pakistan. 16 members of SEAL Team 6 were slaughtered by the Taliban and attacked soon after Biden's gaffe. So Biden, I guess at the behest of the president,
well, he had to at least okay it. The president had to know to leak the information out against them.
They carried out this daring raid in Pakistan that went after bin Laden. And 3 months later, three members of the unit were among the 38 killed in a Chinook helicopter crash in Afghanistan. 25 of the dead were special forces operations. And Larry Klayman is the founder of Freedom Watch W, blah, 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 blah. Shortly after the successful raid on bin Laden, the president, through the vice president for political purposes, released the names of SEAL Team 6. That should tell you everything you want to know. That's classified information. And even then, Defense Secretary Robert Gates was critical of that. So it was like putting a target on the backs of these guys in SEAL Team 6.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this is the guy that's running for president.
And let me get this straight. What is the one major job of the president?
Well, if you're Biden, apparently it's division with Ferguson. I happen to remember riots that are going on back over there.
To protect the American people.
That's his main job? That's what he's supposed to do?
Well, hope and change means different to him. It's not hope and change. It's hope and chains.
Well, we could have that.
We could just go on and on and on about the gaffes. But
I had to bring that up just because it's so egregious.
Well, I'll tie into that real quick with the story, too, that the media is running. They're running a story right now with four people that will not go on record with it, trying to say that our president doesn't honor our military.
Oh, yes.
If you said that our president said demeaning comments about a woman, I'd probably believe you. But
maybe.
Generally.
Well, I probably would believe it. To
but
a degree.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell.
We already have.
That's not a woman. I'm sorry.
I forgot. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
We already have that taking place within our culture right now, to where you have the media, which is attacking the president with unsubstantiated claims. There's already been five people that have gone on record, yet you have these groups that are posting it as though it's fact that he did this. I happen to know on video the president saw a hat fall off a Marine. He went and grabbed it and went and put it back on it. Right. I happen to know for a fact this president steps off the planes and shakes the hands. I happen to know for a fact during the Obama administration, he didn't even salute people that saluted him in the military.
Yeah.
Why is that never covered in the media?
Have you ever seen the one where he's got the guy, one of his Marines, holding the umbrella when it's raining over him?
I think I did see that one.
That tells you they had no respect for the military at all. They didn't care about the military. It's obvious from their actions, how they handled everything. Everybody in the military knew it.
Yep.
You know, I had the military families that I knew threw a fit over the SEAL Team 6. I mean, there was a lot of expletives coming out of this person's mouth that I'm thinking of.
Well, how about Hillary over at Benghazi? Oh, help is on the way. Help is on the way.
What does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
So I had to bring that up in light of everything that's going on and attacking the president, saying he disrespects the military, and these rotten pieces of garbage outed SEAL Team 6, classified information illegally, and got a bunch of them killed back in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and back then they glorified it.
Well, the media, where was the media then? Oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying with Biden, that they were all happy and glorified what he had done in on SEAL Team 6, if you remember back when this happened.
Yeah, we heard it.
Yeah.
I killed bin Laden. You know, I mean,
yeah,
really,
it was a big to do.
I mean, he's
yeah.
good at it. You know, man, that makes
And with
so
that,
mad.
I think we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we should have our guest on the line. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
She has seen me changing. It ain't easy rearranging. And it gets harder as you get older. Farther away as you get closer. And I don't know the answer. Does it even matter? I'm wondering how.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's all good.
It's when I bump the mic, I know I'm on the air.
You're looking at me, and I'm like, "Hardy, what is you? I'll be in here giving you those little finger guns in the future, so you'll know you're on."
Well, as long as it's the first index finger, I'm all right with it.
Well, we can arrange other fingers.
I
Wait
know.
A minute.
I get that from you all the time.
You're number one. You're number one. That's
thank
all
you.
I'm saying.
Thank yes. you. Thank you.
Well, you can make number one with any finger.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah. So where are we?
We do have our guest on the line. You want to introduce her, David? Since
we have our guest, Rebecca. Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. Wonderful. Thank you for giving us this opportunity and talking with us. You had a experience at 22 years old. You first discovered the union control over our schools. You were a recent RNC speaker, and you've been battling the school system once you've seen the situations that are happening and taking place in it, and you recently have a book out called Standing Up to Goliath. I wanted to get your input on this because I had an opportunity to listen to you on other shows such as Glenn Beck and then also at the RNC convention. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us in your own words some of the things that are taking place within our school system and the battle that's taking place between the teachers' unions.
And how do you pronounce your last name? What's your last name, Rebecca Friedrichs?
Friedrichs.
Are you running for an office?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Rebecca, I hate to interrupt, but can you get closer to your phone or something? It's kind of hard for us to hear you on this
sure.
end.
Well, I'm on a headset. Is it better now?
Yes.
It's a little bit better, yes. Thank you.
Okay, sure. So, wow, you asked me a lot of questions there. So I'll just give some background. So I'm a 28-year California public school teacher, and what I saw at 22 years old that you mentioned at the outset there is I was a student teacher, and I was learning under an incredible master teacher, but next door to us was a teacher who kept abusing the kids. And I witnessed it every day. She would grab them and yank them and scream in their little faces. And they were first graders, so 6 years old, came up to her waist. I was terrified of her, and I was 22 years old, and I couldn't imagine their terror.
Wow.
So I talked to my master teacher about it, and that was the day she taught me about teachers' unions. And that was in 1987. So ever since that day, I have been fully aware of teachers' unions and what they are doing to my profession. It's all negative, and what they're doing to the children and to our schools. I like to help people to understand that they call themselves teachers and they call themselves unions because both teachers and unions have a positive light in culture, right? We love teachers. We love unions. Mm-hmm. So they came in and they have actually infiltrated us. They are not teachers at all. They are not unions at all. They are Marxists, and they are pushing a very radical agenda off the backs of teachers. They collect billions, about $5 billion off of teachers alone in this country every year, tax-free, and they use that money to push their agenda. You're seeing it with your own eyes. UTLA, which is in Los Angeles, United Teachers Los Angeles, they don't want to open schools until we let them defund the police and provide this whole list of basically a Marxist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they've been up to for decades. Most teachers had no idea. They were told these unions were there to help them get a raise and protect them. It's a big fake, and teachers are in danger. So are kids. And so is our country.
Well, and at what point did you first notice that there was Marxist teachings that were taking place in our schools? Because I've been trying to put together a timeline, and some of it looks like it dates all the way back to the 1930s. However, I'm seeing more recently that it's becoming more and more prevalent within our school system, and it explains how we end up having the situation to where we look at people in my generation. I was blessed enough to be homeschooled, but we look at the generation of kids right now, and they are so on fire for Marxism and for Karl Marx, a guy who had founding ideologies that killed hundreds of millions of people. And it's being taught in our schools. And it's even going more deprived than that with the sexualization of children that's taking place in California.
Yes. Well, the sexualization is all part of the Marxist agenda, and I can get to that. I wrote 3 chapters about the sex ed in my book, so I have a lot of background on that and can help you with that as well. But to answer your first question, yes, this agenda infiltrated our schools in the late 1800s. Early 1900s. This has been going on for a long time. It's called the Long March of the Left. And they brought their Marxism into our, they infiltrated our teachers' unions very early. They have infiltrated many government agencies through unions. And in our schools specifically, what they did was they completely dismantled the educational system that our founders set up for us. And they did it slowly, and they did it incrementally so that people wouldn't notice so much. So, first of all, they removed our classical liberal arts education, which is what we were built upon, which included morality. Our first textbook was the Bible. And, no, we weren't teaching religion, but we were teaching Judeo-Christian virtue, like love your neighbor as yourself. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated. These kind of things that no one would argue, that those are good values. So they replaced all of that with a Prussian system. They brought in more of an industrialized school complex, and they took us from small, independent schools, private schools, homeschools, homeschool co-op, and they grew it into this gigantic industrial system that is really meant to make most people, you know, 80-90% of the people, just a bunch of folks who put the cogs in the wheel and who obey, you know, the orders of the leaders. And so when they did that, they also incrementally removed Ten Commandments from our schools, removed prayer, removed all kinds of virtue and outstanding curricula, and replaced it with a bunch of junk like Common Core, you know, and the math, and oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So
we're seeing a lot of this that's taken place in California schools, and we have new teachers that are taking on this thing that California said, oh, we'll be the very first people to go along with the new theology. And I just had the link for it, but it ended up going away from me for a minute. But do you know what I'm talking about with the situation with the new teaching that's taking place in several of these schools within California and teachers that have come out and spoke up?
Yes, well, I can tell you that it's built on a lot of things. It's built on Black Lives Matter curriculum. It's built on the 1619 Project. It's built on anti-American, anti-family structures and ideologies that are not new at all. They're very old. You mentioned Karl Marx. You know, I challenge these teachers to read about the true history of Karl Marx and how miserable his wife and kids were because he never earned money and never took care of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they all died a miserable death. And yet his Marxism, which is communism, always leads to destruction and death and starvation and all kinds of horrible problems. And these young teachers who are coming in have been indoctrinated through this system, not only through our K-12 schools, but through our universities. And so now they're coming out believing this stuff. They're actually just foolish. They don't know the truth. They've been taught a lie, and they're believing a lie. So it's very important for our older teachers who are being chased out of the profession to hang on and fight, because they know the truth, the true history. So,
well, and a lot of the true history ends up getting twisted around, like that line that they like to throw around a lot, the separation of church and state line. That is so misread out of context. And
I'm glad you brought that up. I can address that, too. So the separation of, just for your listeners' sake, hopefully there's some teachers out there, separation of church and state is not in our Constitution. It never was. It was written in a letter by Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist ministers. They were concerned that the state was going to trample upon their religious rights. And Jefferson was letting them know, absolutely not. We have a wall of separation. Your rights cannot be trampled because the church is protected from the overreach of the state. It never meant that you couldn't have religious Judeo-Christian virtue in our schools. Quite the contrary, our founders, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of quotes from our founders of the importance of Judeo-Christian virtue in our public schools and the importance of, they told us the only way to keep our free republic is with a well-educated, moral citizenry that can self-govern. So what these fake teachers unions, these Marxists posing as teachers unions have done is intentionally undermine educational excellence, morality, and law and order. They've brought in these lenient discipline policies. Our schools are war zones. And they've done all this on purpose because they want to undermine our free republic and replace it with Marxist socialism. It's frightening. And it's true, and it's happening right before our eyes, and we have just enough time to save our schools and our country if we'll, you know, wake up right now and fight.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I wanted to get you on the show for, because we have a lot of good teachers up here who feel like their hands are tied, and you have a website called For Kids and Country, and you had fought a battle up to the Supreme Court to where it ended up having an issue to where Justice Scalia passed away. But you actually have some information in your toolkits, I believe, on there. Can you tell us a little bit about that for teachers that want to stop being part of the problem and start being part of the solution.
And before you answer that, Rebecca, I'm sorry, but we do need to go to a break. So if we can pick that up on the other side of the break, that would be great. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
You, what you see is real. Who am I to blame you for doubting what you feel? I was always reaching, you were just a girl. I knew I took for granted the friend I have in. I was living for a dream.
And we're back. We have Rebecca Fredericks that was on the line with us, and she has a website for kidsandcountry.org. And go ahead and go from here, Rebecca. Tell us a little bit about what ended up taking place in your trials with what took place at the Supreme Court and otherwise, and then also the solutions that we have for our teachers.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're asking this, because teachers do feel their hands are tied, and they are not. They have so much hope. So let me start with the case. So in 2013, a group of California teachers filed a lawsuit against California Teachers Association and National Education Association, and our goal was just to end forced unionism. We were all forced to pay the unions, even if we didn't want to be a part of them. So our case was heard at the court. Yes, you mentioned that Justice Scalia died 1 month after our case was heard. So we ended up with a tie. But no reason to worry, because another case was built upon our case, and it won in June 2018. So now all teachers, all government employees in the United States that are a part of a union no longer have to pay them. You are forced to take their representation. We're still fighting that. But you do not have to pay them, and we hope you'll stop immediately, because they are using all your money to fund this anti-American, anti-family Marxist agenda that is destroying your profession. Mm-hmm. So you can go to our website for kidsandcountry.org. If you'd like to stop funding unions, you just click on the menu item, Teacher Freedom and Protection. Everything you need is there. We even lead you to other organizations that can give you legal help if you need it. We teach you what to do, the letter to write. If you go right next to that menu item to the item called Toolkit, we have all the frequently asked questions that teachers ask us, and we give them the answer. For example, most of them are afraid that if they leave the union, they're going to lose their contract. That's a lie. That's not going to happen. They're also afraid of losing their liability insurance. Well, they can get double the coverage for a fraction of the price, and we tell them how to do that in the toolkit and under the protection. So teachers can empower themselves that way. The next thing we ask everybody, whether you're a teacher or not, is go to our menu item, Adopt a Teacher. Learn how to adopt a teacher. It takes about 3 minutes to learn how. The more teachers we educate, the more we can free from this nightmare. And then let the teachers know, too, that we are continuing to fight for them, trying to get these unions out of our profession completely. And then parents out there, did you know that the union bullied and corrupted the PTA? I have an entire chapter on that in my book, Standing Up to Goliath. The PTA is also funding this agenda and supporting this agenda. You don't have to have a PTA. You can have a PTO. So we answer questions like that as well. And then the last thing is on our website, they can sign up to follow our newsletter so we can keep them updated. They can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All that information on our website for kidsandcountry.org. And my book, Standing Up to Goliath, is also there. They can find it. We lead them to Amazon.
And I just posted that all over Facebook, so anybody out there listening can go to my Facebook page and get onto the web.
Perfect. Rebecca, thank you so much. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the school system and how hard it's been fighting against what they've been doing and what actions they've taken against you and actions against teachers and the battle that you've fought so that you can educate other teachers so that they don't have to go through these hardships?
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad you asked all this. So first of all, I want to encourage teachers. You know, the worst thing we can do as teachers is to stick our heads in the sand and pretend this isn't happening. That's what teachers did for 60, 70 years, and that's how we got into this nightmare. We have to fight back. So you need to know the Kids in Country is here. We're fighting for you. We're fighting with you. Get connected to our pages. You will see that there's a lot of other teachers like you who are speaking out. The more we stand together, the more we grow. Parents, we need you. Teachers can't do this alone. Some of the things that they've done to us, mostly it's name calling. When we brought our lawsuit, I was the lead plaintiff, so it was called Friedrich versus CTA. And so the number one question people asked me was, are you afraid for your life? The number two question was, are you afraid for your job? Well, I'm still alive, and I'm still fighting. And, you know, yeah, we got afraid. But, you know, sometimes you just have to find the courage. If you're a person of faith, ask God to give you the courage to fight because our kids are worth the fight. These teachers' unions are the ones who are behind pushing this radical sexual agenda. They are, and we have a whole menu item on that, too, on our website. I don't know how much I can even say on the radio what they're teaching to our little kids.
Can you give us a few examples, maybe slight examples?
Yes, absolutely. They are normalizing anal sex, telling our kids you won't get pregnant if you have anal sex, telling them to have oral on anal sex, telling them where every Planned Parenthood is located, telling these kids that they can go get an abortion without parental knowledge or permission during the school day, and the school will help them get there. Those are just a few highlights. They claim that all of this stuff is age-appropriate. None of it's age-appropriate. They play games like the condom relay races where little kids have to put condoms on fully erect penis models in mixed company in the classroom. It's unbelievable stuff.
People are sick.
Well, and at what ages are these happening? Because I have a little bit of knowledge of this, but I feel like people should know.
Yes. So the first time I saw the curricula, it was sent to me by a mother whose daughter was 11 years old in a fifth grade classroom, and it was being used in her daughter's class. That curricula was Making Proud Choices, written by Planned Parenthood. But there are currently 6 or 7 approved curricula here in California that are being shoved down the throats of school district. And if you don't do it, then the ACLU comes in and harasses. And many of them have the condom relay races. They have other very inappropriate lessons. They're full of gender ideology. Basically, this is what they'll do. If your child has an activist teacher, if your child has a teacher like me, they're not going to be impacted by this. But once they get the activist teacher, they will. Once they get to middle school or high school, if the teacher says, no way, I won't teach this, the law has been written by the teachers' unions and their pals that if the teacher won't do it, then the experts come in and Planned Parenthood will come in and abuse your child in the classroom.
Well, this gives you another reason this distance learning is not such a bad thing in some ways, because I've heard complaints that the teachers say, well, the parents are seeing what we're teaching now. So, you know, there is a good side to that coin of not actually going to school. And we pulled our kids out for homeschool just for this reason, because we don't know what they're teaching them.
But what
exactly?
What are they teaching it under? Are they teaching it under, like, science? You know, that what's their heading?
Yeah, good question. Good question. It shows up most often in health classes, PE classes, and science classes in middle school and high school. It most often shows up in the month of May, which they call sex ed for all months. But the gender ideology can show up at any grade level, starting in preschool, because they claim it's anti-bullying of the LGBTQ. It's no such thing. People are afraid to speak out against it because they'll be called a homophobe or whatever. It's no such thing. This is what they're doing. They go to our little four-year-olds and say, your parents didn't know your gender when you were born, so they assigned you a gender. There's really a spectrum, a never-ending number of genders, and you'll figure out your gender someday. I'm sorry, that's child abuse. And they're pushing this on these innocent little children who still believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. And confusing them, and we wonder why we have heightened number of suicides and other issues with our youth. It's this radical agenda being pushed by unions who claim they are teachers in our schools. And teachers, you can help stop this, and so can parents, by standing with teachers and refusing to support PTA and teachers' unions. So there's a lot we can do. And finally, the virtual learning, beware. They are pushing this radical agenda through the virtual learning. There's something called the Healthy Teen Network. They always use the word healthy. There's nothing healthy about this stuff. The Healthy Teen Network is being pushed into our schools. There is a lesson on that site called, I can't remember exactly, but something about your helping you with your health during COVID-19, where they're teaching our kids that they should use sexting and have solo sex, which is masturbation, and that they should go online and look at porn, and they direct these children to online sex experts who are just a bunch of perverts. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Healthy Teen Network. Check it out.
How is that even legal, considering you have to be 18 in order to be able to view that? It seems like there should be criminal liabilities for these individuals that are pushing this on these children.
Precisely. That's what I am pushing for, and hoping that we can find law firms that will bring these lawsuits. It's unbelievable what is going on and being pushed as anti-bullying, inclusive. They call it welcoming classrooms, safe schools. It's no such thing.
How could we get a hold of that? How could we get a hold of that curriculum to examine it?
Well, if you go to the website, she's got a lot of information. I'm sorry, Rebecca, on your website for Kids and Country, there's a lot of information and a lot of toolkits there.
Well, and I want to touch on this.
I can actually send you all of the curricula that's been approved in the state of California.
Can you send that to me to my email address? Can I give you my email address?
Please.
Yeah, it's Kent.
Yep.
It's Kent Mark, KentMark at msn.com.
Rebecca, we got about 1 minute till we're off the air. Is there anything that you want to make sure that gets out there, how they can get a hold of you, where to go?
They should just go to our website, kidsandcountry.org. We are small but mighty, so if they send us a bunch of messages, we will be able to get back to them all. The best thing they can do is sign up for our newsletter on our website so that we can keep them posted and follow us on social media. That's the best way we have to get a lot of information out there. And to stand together with teachers, adopt a teacher. The more teachers that wake up, sooner we can end this nightmare for our kids and our
They're going to cut us off, Rebecca. We're so thankful that you came on, and we would love to have you back. and speak about more of this, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah,
spend more time on it so we can get it out to the parents and stuff.
All right. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Are we off the air?
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.